Israel has eased the tight blockade on Gaza and allowed 70 trucks carrying industrial diesel and other basic supplies to enter the coastal strip. But this is a far cry from what Gazans urgently need, as 4 weeks of seamless closure have depleted the reserves of food and other commodities.
Israel should open the crossing completely for the goods, for everything, for humanitarian aid, for the international organization. Without that, we think that we are dealing with the situation in a way that should not or will not resolve the situation. Situation is very dangerous here in Gaza.
Meanwhile, with Eid al-Adha celebrations a couple of days away, Gaza-based banks have run out of cash and have been forced to close, as Israel has not allowed cash transfer into Gaza for the past 9 months. This means that tens of thousands of civil servants and banks' customers will not be able to withdraw money or cash their paychecks, thus creating an atmosphere of despair and frustration among Gazans. The Israeli shekel is the local currency and has been widely used in Gaza since 1967.
Salaries were transferred to our bank accounts, but we cannot withdraw money due to lack of cash. This new crisis will detract from aid celebrations. I will not be able to buy anything for my family ahead of Eid al-Adha feast.
In another development, the Free Gaza Movement has announced that preparations are underway to send more boats loaded with highly needed medicines and humanitarian aids to Gaza from different locations.
Despite the Israeli government's blocking of the Libyan boat, we are determined to continue this project. However, although we do call upon, you know, both people in the West and in the Arab world to wake up to the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and to respond to it, we also want to make clear that we see the humanitarian crisis as a symptom of unjust Israeli policy, of a symptom of Israeli apartheid.
Israel has been imposing a siege on Gaza's 1.5 million residents since June 2007, after Hamas took control of the Gaza Strip, but has further tightened the blockade by keeping the crossings closed since November the 4th, in stark defiance of the Egyptian brokered truce deal. While Israel has been pushing the strangling siege against Gaza to its utmost limits, international humanitarian organizations have announced that more boats loaded with highly needed medicines are on their way to Gaza to break the siege. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.